News Team Coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now at Noon, brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. You can download your free local news app right now from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney. Well, a fifth Michigan resident has died from Eastern Equine Encephalitis, that rare mosquito-borne virus. Family members identifying him as 72-year-old Henry Hess of Edwardsburg. Died over the weekend, hospitalized in Chicago, after doctors in Mishawaka released him in late September, saying at the hospital there that they didn't believe he had Triple E. Lynn Sutphin of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says there have been 10 human cases of that disease in the state so far this year.
We have not seen this many cases total in 10 years combined. In addition, we are now up to 40 animals in 16 counties. We had an additional horse that had a case confirmed in Allegan County.
Triple E is the deadliest mosquito-borne illness in the U.S. While there is a vaccine to protect horses, there's not one for people. Health officials are still studying how effective the aerial spraying was for mosquitoes in the fight against Triple E. Barron County Health Department spokesman Jillian Conrad says the risk of getting it still exists, but it's declining as the temperatures get cooler.
We did set some additional mosquito traps to measure the amount of mosquitoes that we were getting and do some further analysis on the species of mosquito and even have those mosquitoes tested.
Experts still don't know yet why the state has had a spike in these cases this year. Ben Harbor Area Schools Board of Education holding a special meeting today as they interview candidates for a board vacancy. It was created with the death of Board President Stephen Mitchell last month. On the list of those who have submitted applications are some you may have heard of. They include four candidates to be interviewed. We have former Benton Harbor City Manager Darwin Watson among them, along with former school board trustee Elnora Gavin. Also to be interviewed are Nicholas Morgan McGee and Shaquille Turner. Board will also consider the approval of a new advisory committee to work on a plan for a district turnaround. Committee was proposed by the State Department of Treasury as school leaders work to avoid the potential closure of Benton Harbor High School or even the entire district. The St. Joseph City Commission has an expensive decision to make by the end of November as to if it wants to purchase the former lighthouse keeper's dwelling from the federal government. City Manager John Hodgson updated the City Commission this week that they've received the asking price from Washington for the building and the land. This restoring it would cost around $1 million.
We've now learned from the General Services Administration what the acquisition cost would be, and that would be $445,000.
Hodgson says those are some pretty good numbers if the city desires a full historical renovation.
One of the ideas that came up today was with some of the challenges with it in its current location with the residential area, kind of hidden, although there is direct access along a sidewalk along the river up there, a question might be, whether it'd be possible or practical to relocate the structure into Tuscornia Park near the base of the pier.
Commissioners don't appear to have a consensus opinion yet as to what they want to do with the offer. Mayor Pro Tem Laura Goose asked about putting out a questionnaire to residents or holding a public hearing to get feedback. Commissioner Jeff Richards says any restoration would have to be done through a public-private partnership similar to the Lighthouse Forever Fund that raised the money to restore the lighthouses. Leaders from UAW locals around the country are preparing for an important meeting in Detroit coming up on Thursday.
This is the union's GM Council, which would have to vote on any tentative deal, although a union spokesman warned not to read anything into the meeting. He said it's been a month since the strike started, and it was important to have an update. What's discussed Thursday depends a lot on what happens between today and Thursday, and he says there's a lot of ground to cover between now and then. The parties are still talking, but not around the clock.
Jeff Gilbert, the Michigan News Network.
WSJM News Time is 12:10. Coming up next in WSJM News, we're now starting to get a look at the crop yields and crop damage from the weather this year. So if you were listening to us over the air right now, or even streaming online at Newstalk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM.com, right here is where you would hear a commercial. So, you own a business? Do you run a business? Do you have those decisions available for your business? If so, you could always use a sponsor right here on the WSJM News Now at Noon podcast and over the air. Contact our sales department right now if you're interested. The WSJM News Now at Noon continues. Extreme wet weather started last fall, continued through the spring, is putting a literal damper on crop yields across the state.
We had a record number of acres that did not get planted, and now it's just kind of continued into the fall now as some of these crops are getting ready and farmers are trying to harvest. They're having trouble getting out into the field, and then they're also seeing once they do
get out into the field some reduced yields and reduced production.
That's Michigan Farm Bureau field crop specialist Teresa Sisung. She says some of the production that'll be down includes corn and soybeans. A brand new welcome center for students near the state capitol is just one signature away from becoming a reality.
If the Department of Management and Budget signs off, then this project is a go. $40 million in bonds will be sold to construct a welcoming center known as Heritage Hall just in back of the capitol to welcome a whole bunch of kids here each year.
This capitol building has 200,000 students coming through every year, and the wear and tear is noticeable. So we needed to do something where we could bring the students in a safe setting and move them through the building in an orderly fashion.
That's Gary Randall, who's the House of the Clerk and one of the commission members, giving the green light on this project. Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubik, the Michigan News Network.
The Fernwood Botanical Garden and Nature Preserve in Niles is marking the fall season with a house that it's built out of pumpkins. Life-size home was made possible by funding from the Michigan Gateway Community Foundation. Foundation says Fernwood's preservation and education efforts are in line with its own mission. Pumpkin House is open to visitors through Thanksgiving, assuming the pumpkins hold up that long. Fernwood says the attraction will provide a good backdrop for fun photos all fall long. Well, the numbers are in for how many people took a tour of the St. Joseph Lighthouses this summer. Heritage Museum and Cultural Center's Kate Hallery revealed the numbers to the St. Joseph Commission Monday.
Here's the big news. We had 7,064 people come through the base of our lighthouse here in St. Joe this summer.
And a lot of them, more than 3,300, climbed all the way to the top. Hallery thanked the city for having the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center handle the tours and noted that their volunteers stepped up big.
We had about 400 hours of volunteer work. Some of the volunteers, a core group of about seven of them, worked once or twice every single week.
Visitors came from all over the country and internationally this summer. Albrecht says lighthouse tours were taken by people from Portugal, Brazil, France, Canada, and Germany. Michigan Department of Transportation is working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as an effort is underway to build a new Soo Lock. Congress this year approved more than $75 million for the initial construction and design of a lock to complement the Poe Lock. MDOT contract manager Ryan Mitchell, speaking on the latest MDOT Talking Michigan Transportation podcast, says it's important to have a second lock in case anything goes wrong with Poe.
It is an economic and homeland security wonder, and we're proud to have it in Michigan and citizens of Michigan and of the United States. MDOT is supporting the Corps in evaluating the project for its suitability for an alternative delivery model.
Mitchell says the nation became complacent about the Soo Locks because they function so well, but with the Poe Lock aging, the risk to shipping is becoming greater.
A failure of the Soo Locks would not be just a Michigan problem, but an international problem.
It says 77% of the iron ore used by the U.S. steel industry is shipped through the Soo Locks. If the Poe goes down, the auto and steel industries would grind to a halt and do so very quickly. President Trump has expressed support for building the new lock, which would cost about $1 billion. Baseball today, the Astros at the Yankees at 4. The series tied one game apiece in the American League Championship Series. The NLCS Game 4 is tonight. The Cardinals at the Nationals at 8. Washington up 3-0. NHL, the Red Wings are at Vancouver at 10. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.